Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
Good morning to you. It's Friday, December 20th. I'm Ted Robertson. The countdown to Christmas. It's here. Joining me in KRDO's Business Connections, Business Edition studio, Laurel Prudhomme with Downtown Partnership, the communications director. And we're going to communicate today.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you. And it is all about what's going on downtown. This is the big weekend. It's like the last blast you got. The weekend's going to be beautiful. It's going to be in the 50s and 60s. Laurel, you arranged that. Thank you.
Yes.
You and Claire
Swinford.
You're
welcome. Yes.
She is the urban engagement.
Correct.
Director or manager or director?
She's the urban engagement manager.
Manager,
with
thank
the Downtown
you.
Partnership.
I just think you are all geniuses.
Well,
gosh,
thanks.
The downtown is thriving. It is alive and well and thriving and such a wonderful place to go and shop and see people. And this weekend, the Downtown Partnership is just making it downright fun.
Right. So we have a lot of things going on. And as you mentioned, it's that last push before Christmas. A lot of people are going to be out and about. And one of the things that we want to do is help bring a little extra cheer into their holiday shopping, because we know it can be stressful for some folks. So we have a whole variety of things planned to make that even more interesting and fun.
You do indeed. Everything from carolers.
Yeah.
I'm thinking geometry. I don't know why. Carol something. Carolers, Santa, and you've done something special in the studio. I wish all of you could be here with Laurel and me, because we are smelling.
We are smelling the spices that will be in our hot wassail, which we hand out every year, a couple of different weekends of the year, but we'll be handing it out on Saturday starting at noon, and it's free. And it is a hot spiced drink. It is made with apple cider, orange juice, lemonade, a little bit of brown sugar, and then, as you have smelled, a whole collection of really delicious holiday seasoning and spices.
Do you have cinnamon sticks and star anise that go in it as well?
We do. We have, there are, I believe this batch has 60 some cinnamon sticks in it, and there's allspice and star anise and nutmeg, and it is,
oh wow,
so we're really lucky. Savory Spice, which is one of our downtown shops, they provide the spices for it, and then we actually take it to all the ingredients to Jose Muldoon's, and they brew it for about 3 hours so that it is rich and full of flavor. And it's a great partnership between some downtown businesses, and then we have some carolers handing it out as you pass by.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So, like I said, that's going to be on Saturday at noon. They usually stand right about Bijou and Tejon on the corner there, and a couple carolers out singing, and they will even hand you a copy of the recipe, because you'll want to have that too.
I'm thinking if, yes, got to get that recipe.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. I just, you brew it because it makes the house smell so good.
Yeah. Well, I always try to pick the spices up from Savory Spice Shop about a week ahead of time so that my office smells really good leading up to the hot wassail.
Oh, thank you for sharing that with the studio here, because I will be back here today from 4 until 5:30 doing my afternoon news broadcast, and that aroma will be lingering.
Yes.
Here. I will be thinking of you.
And I will welcome. You're welcome.
Salivating.
In
yes, thank you. And, you know, I am one of those folks. I love local, love, love, love local. And every year at this time of year, I spend a day downtown doing stocking stuffer shopping for my wonderful bride. And it is so fun.
Yeah. So one of the things that we try to do this time of year is, you know, local businesses do so much for our community. More of every dollar you spend at a local business stays here locally. But it's also, it's your friends and neighbors. It's their businesses. And so there's that community aspect to it as well. And then the obvious thing that you can't do when you're shopping online is you can't smell the spices. You can't smell the candles. You can't feel the soft of the sweater. You can't taste the samples. So when you go into a local shop, those proprietors are so passionate about what they do, that they're really experts. They can give you great advice. They can help you find the perfect gift. And then when you get back out on the sidewalks, we've got carolers and musicians and Santa and ice skating at Acacia Park. And so it's just truly a unique experience.
You cannot run into your friends. There's nobody online that's going to pop in while you're shopping on Amazon and say, let's go to lunch.
Exactly.
When we come back, we'll pass the carolers again for our third cup of hot wassail.
Right. Yes.
Then we go, we'll work off all of that on the ice skating rink, and then we'll go shop some more.
Exactly. And I also want to brag a little bit. We have a handful of places downtown that have some of the best hot chocolate you will find in the city. So I highly recommend trying the hot. There is a hot chocolate bar at Pikes Peak Lemonade, and it's got all the fixings, so you can fill up your cup and put in sprinkles and marshmallows and whipped cream and everything else you want. Story Coffee has an amazing hot chocolate, as does Solar Roast Coffee and, of course, Cacao Chemistry.
Thank you.
Yes.
That is one of my absolute favorite places. And I will be loading Teresa up with all kinds of chocolates from there.
Yeah, so there's no better place to find handcrafted chocolates. They have some really unique things, and they also have a lovely sipping chocolate, which is not quite the same as hot chocolate because it's pretty much more of a pure melted chocolate that you get in a little tiny cup that is just delightful.
She has several little bistro tables in there, and you can kind of sit and hang out. She's got little samples there.
Absolutely.
And you can make your own boxes, or they have their own assortments that they sell. And I do recall that KRDO gave all of our clients a lot of her chocolate last year, and they loved it.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
It is great.
And then, you know, after you're done with your chocolate at Cacao Chemistry, you go across the street to Savory Spice. And then just next door to Savory Spice is one of our holiday pop-up shops.
Yeah, so, those are fun, too. We're going to do an entire
segment
on just the pop-up shops here in another couple minutes. I'm excited about that. So carolers, hot wassail, Santa's going to be roaming around.
Santa is going to be out. You know, the big guy is really busy this time of year, but we have secured him for Sunday afternoon. He'll be out from noon until 3 p.m. And you will find him strolling along the sidewalk down Tejon and across Bijou. And he will happily stop for photos. We actually have somebody accompany Santa this weekend. It will be me.
Oh, yeah.
And we go with a Polaroid camera so you can get a little instant selfie with Santa and get a little extra, you know, one last chance to whisper in his ear about what you want to see under the tree.
Yes. As long as he's standing, there's no lap, but he will bend and he will listen to
and
you.
We have, and he will happily sit on a bench and listen as long as the little ones want to talk.
Well, okay. He doesn't want my 200 pounds on his lap, does he? So, but believe me, I would be tempted. That, how fun is that? And then downtown in and of itself, the old buildings, it's already quaint. It already feels like home down there. It's already decorated for Christmas. It's all lit up. Just such an experience. You just can't beat that.
Yeah. And then, you know, we throw in a little bit of music that's coming from the skating rink, and you have kids laughing as they're skating around. You have adults laughing as well. They're usually the ones that are tripping and falling perhaps a little bit more. and the trees are lit, and it's just, it's such a fun hometown feel, really. It kind of feels like that small town city center community right here in the heart of our city.
All right. This, you know, I'm excited to have this break because we're going to get to pop-up shops next.
Perfect.
So we're going to take a quick break. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. Laurel Prudhomme joins me today, Communications Director for the Downtown Partnership, with all kinds of love your local businesses, shop local fun. We will be back in a couple of minutes. And welcome back to the Extra Business Edition here. It's Friday, December 20th. Countdown is underway. Just, what, 5 days? It's behind my math. 4 days to shop. And we have the place to do it.
Yeah.
And Laurel, we almost missed the opening of the program. We were jabbering.
We were chatting
so much.
Too much.
I know. Such excitement. Pop-up shops in the downtown. Oh, by the way, we're talking to Laurel Prudhomme. If you are just joining us, Communications Director for Downtown Partnership, we're all about loving your local businesses, especially, and a lot extra this time of year.
Right.
Downtown Colorado Springs is just gorgeous.
Well, thank you. We like to see all of the holiday lights, and we have Christmas trees and our giant flower pot planters, and as I mentioned, the skating rink. So we certainly try to infuse a lot of holiday cheer for folks out shopping during the holiday season.
Yeah, and you know, I was talking about my past and in my days at Disney World in Florida and how beautiful and wonderful that experience was in Florida at yeah. Christmas time. You know, it's cold as 50 degrees and everybody's wearing snorkel coats. I mean, come on. The Main Street USA was always so beautiful. And I'm telling you, the ambiance in our downtown Colorado Springs rivals that easily.
Well, thank you. You know, like I said, we do work really hard to get the lights in the trees and get some little holiday decor out there and really make it a welcoming environment for folks to come down and enjoy the holidays and create new family traditions. You know, whether it's heading out for a good meal and some shopping and skating, but really just making it feel fun and inviting.
This is a very special weekend because there will be carolers out. Santa Claus is going to be out. The holiday pop-up shops that we're going to talk about. Hot wassail. If you wander past the carolers, they will put a cup of that in your hands.
Yeah.
And what I'm experiencing here in the studio right now, because you brought this wonderful bag of spices that you're going to put in there, and 60 cinnamon sticks in this batch. Right?
Yeah. It is
star
spiced
anise,
and
nutmeg.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yes.
All of the wonderful things that just, you know, The sense of smell is so powerful. It evokes memories from a long time ago. And these are good memories for me. The lighting downtown, the activity. And the thing that we, I think, need to emphasize here, or maybe doesn't need mentioning at all, but I'm going to do it anyway. You cannot, by going to Amazon.com, run into friends. They won't invite.
Correct.
You know, the computer will not invite you to lunch.
Right.
You can't go ice skating with the delivery guy from Amazon.
Sorry,
not to knock it. I mean, you know, it's great. It's convenient. It's a wonderful thing, but that's not local businesses. We want to be in and amongst our local businesses, experiencing what they have to offer. And that then sort of leads us to these pop-up shops. There are three of them this year.
Yeah, so we started a pop-up shop program a few years ago over the holiday season, and there were a couple of different goals specific to that program. One, at the time, and this, again, was about 5 or 6 years ago, we had more vacancies downtown than we do now, and we wanted to make sure that when people came down to do their shopping, they didn't go past a bunch of vacant stores to get to the next one. So that was one purpose. And then the other purpose is really small business development. We wanted to give business owners an opportunity to test their concept for a limited time at a relatively low cost investment. It's really expensive and it's hard. It's a huge risk to go out and, you know, put your sign up and open your doors and hope that people come. So we've been doing this program successfully for several years. And this year, again, we have three different pop-up shops. So they opened at the beginning of November and they are here for limited time. Not only is this the last weekend to shop before Christmas, but our pop-up shops are here through the end of the year. So you definitely want to check them out now while they're still here. And I'll just go through the list.
Please.
Yes. So starting on Tejon at 224 North Tejon is a shop called Luneva. Luneva has handmade knitwear, hats, gloves, scarves, and it's all from Nepal. And it is beautiful stuff. They also have those fun mittens that are convertible, so they look like mittens, but the tips come off, and then your fingers are exposed so that you can text your friends and tell them to come and get a hat or a scarf from Luneva.
Yes, mittens are not mittens unless they're convertible.
Convertible mittens, yes. And so, again, they are at 224 North Tejon. And then the next one, as we stroll down this Tejon, we'll take a right-hand turn onto Bijou and check out the Local Honey Collective. And the Local Honey Co. actually started online. They had been curious about what it would be like to have a brick-and-mortar shop. So this is a great opportunity for them. They are at 9 East Bijou. So that is just down from Escape Velocity Comics on Bijou Street. And they have beautiful women's clothing. They have holiday decor. They have candles and lotions. And I've been in there a couple of times, and one of the most popular things are their hats. So for all of the women who are looking for that style statement, the trendy hats, Local Honey Co. is going to be your hookup for hats this holiday season. And then we go back to Tejon and down a little bit further, right next door to Rutledge's, just before you get to Kiowa, is Fairfine's Home Decor. They're at 104 North Tejon, and it is a beautiful showroom of new furniture. She takes showroom furniture, so it's been on the floor in a showroom or perhaps at a trade show or even a model home, but it's never been owned. But because it has been displayed before, she is able to offer it at really discounted prices over retail. So she has everything from home decor that you would, you know, vases and wall hangings and bookcases to sofas and dining room sets and chairs and ottomans and coffee tables.
I'm smiling because when you say vases, I think vase.
Vase. Well, she probably has a vase as well.
She is the wizard of vase.
Yes. So,
yes. These three are now on my list for this weekend when I go do my thing for Teresa this year. And I will be paying a visit.
Yes, and I don't want to burst the bubble on the pop-up shops, but we already have one pop-up shop who has had so much fun and enjoyed it so much that they've actually signed a full year lease, and that's the Local Honey Company. So, but definitely check out their, all three locations have continually changing inventory. They're moving products through quickly, and people really love to come out and see what's new.
Laurel, we have about a minute left in this segment. We're going to go to a news update. When we come back, we'll kind of wrap things up. I'd love to offer sort of a descriptive sampling of some of the other shops that are down there.
Sure.
To talk once again about the activities that you have going on over the weekend. What kind of thoughts would you like to offer as we head into this break?
Well, I would like to say that we have something for every age and for every price point. So we will talk about things from the little kids up to grandma and grandpa and everybody in between.
If you're visiting Colorado Springs, if you haven't been here before, if you're staying with somebody, you say to that person right now, we're going to downtown Colorado Springs because Ted and Laurel said we're going there.
Right. And as an extra bonus, there is free parking in the garages this weekend.
Oh, that's right. I remember you mentioning that when we were talking yesterday. I think that's going to be a huge draw.
Right.
Because they're about to go up.
And the parking garages it's free this weekend. You can park there for as long as you want, and you don't have to worry about feeding a meter. And it makes it even easier to get out and get that last bit of shopping done.
And I think we need to talk about the meter elf when we come back, too.
We will
do
that.
You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
I do.
I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on a happy Friday, December 27th. Just 4 days of shopping to go, and lots of fun to be had if you're going to do that shopping downtown. We certainly encourage you to do that. Laurel Prudhomme, my guest today, Communications Director for the Downtown Partnership. We'll be back after a news update. And welcome back. Happy Friday, December 20th, 4 shopping days. And Laurel Prudhomme, Communications Director with Downtown Partnership, and I are talking about all the fun things that are happening downtown.
Lots of fun things this weekend going on.
And we said something about, you know, I threw in a shot about parking. As you know, the prices are going to change not long from now. There's lots of reasons for that. Laurel and I are going to have a visit on my afternoon news broadcast not too long from now. We'll talk about the why.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, the fun side of things.
Yeah.
If you park in the 300 block around Poor Richards.
Yeah.
The parking elf will appear.
There is a mischievous little parking elf. His name is Richard Scorman.
Just happens to be the president of the city council, right?
Yes. He is a Colorado College grad, a longtime downtown business owner, and he pops up this time of year in his full elf gear and will randomly go out and feed your meter or give you quarters to feed your meter. So the parking elf will be out starting today and every day from today until Christmas, somewhere between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. If you're lucky, you just may spot him.
He just might be poking your meter for you.
That's right. Yes, he does this every year, and it's always a lot of fun. And even, you know, even if you're not one of the ones where he drops a couple quarters in your meter, he will happily pose for a selfie with you.
Oh,
so
that's cool. That is way cool. And speaking of selfies and posing, Saturday and Sunday, a rich variety of things going on downtown to make the shopping experience bright and fun and filled with carolers and Santa Claus, hot wassail, holiday pop-up shops, ice skating, all of those things going on this weekend. And the weather is going to be beautiful for it in the 50s and possibly even the low 60s.
The weather is going to be perfect. And so, you know, in Colorado, we get all four seasons, as we know, sometimes in one day or sometimes in one week. I always like to talk about the fifth season, which is patio season. And I think this weekend we may be seeing people out on patios downtown. It just might be warm enough and the sun is going to be out. So maybe come enjoy patio season this weekend as you're doing your holiday shopping.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Watch the people on the patios watch you.
Yes.
Because that's what it's all about. Sipping on something. You talked about some hot chocolate bars.
Yeah, so Pikes Peak Lemonade, which is on Tejon, just down from Jose Muldoon's. They have a hot chocolate bar in their shop. They also have a hot spiced lemonade, which may not sound like warm lemonade, didn't sound great to me the first time around, but it's actually really delightful. But they have a hot chocolate bar that you can get your hot chocolate and top it with all of your favorite hot chocolate toppings.
And our wonderful friends at Cacao Chemistry.
Cacao Chemistry also has some delicious sipping chocolate. And then I wanted to point out a couple of different things that people may not be aware of if you're looking for that special something. So I'm going to start with the little ones. For infants, babies, be sure to check out Terra Verde. Has some great options in terms of some infant toddler size clothing, toys, books. And then also Little Richard's toy store is the best toy store in the city. I can say that as a grown-up because I still like toys and games, but they have really imaginative, creative things. So it's a great place to look for the kids. When you're looking at that teen, tween age sort of thing, I would recommend Escape Velocity Comics. I'd also look at My Colorado store because they've got some fun t-shirts and stickers. And then, of course, the candy bar. Well, that's for kids of all ages. And Cacao Chemistry, which is chocolate for all ages. And then, of course, there's women's apparel. There's men's apparel. There's a couple of different card shops. There's Ladyfingers Letterpress. They do their own cards as well as cards from other letterpresses across the country. They also have calendars and gifts and that sort of thing. And CJ Card, of course. Mm-hmm. Great stop for cards, gifts, holiday decor. Rocky Mountain Soap Market, which has started out as a pop-up shop several years ago. Not only did they like it so much that they stayed downtown, but they have expanded. And they always, and you know, we talked earlier about the yummy smells that come out of Savory Spice Shop. There are yummy smells in Rocky Mountain Soap Market too. And those are just ones that bubble up and suds up that you take home for a hot shower, hot bath. But so, you know, truly all different price points, all different kinds of varieties of things. And then I would not do myself justice if I didn't mention the downtown gift card. It is accepted at over 100 different downtown locations, and you can buy it on our website, downtowncs.com, or you can stop in our office and pick one up in person.
Wow. You've just rattled off everything. My usual route has been Terra Verde, CJ Card, and a couple of others, but you've just named some new stuff. So, you know, in a year, things change. In 2 years, things change. It's really kind of, it's going to be fun for me this weekend.
Yeah, things are always changing. And then, you know, even longtime favorites like Sparrow Hawk Cookware, they always have new and fun things. So, you know, it's worth revisiting your favorites as well as exploring the new.
That was always one of the staples. My wife is a cook. She just loves to bake and she loves to cook. And that explains why I look a little bit like I do. she has the gift. She really does. And I'm afraid I've gadgeted her out. So I love to look for something really off the wall that may be helpful and fun for her.
So if you're gadgeted out with your kitchen, then my recommendation is to check out some of the cool cookbooks and then hit the Savory Spice Shop.
Yes.
Because then you can use all those gadgets and put them to use.
She is a cookbook girl. She has one heck of a collection. So.
Great.
That's going to be fun. So a very fun-filled weekend. So noon on Saturday, carolers will be out? Is that
we
right?
have carolers out on Saturday, and I want to go through the list really quickly.
Okay.
The Colorado Springs Children's Chorale will be performing next to the skating rink at Acacia Park. That's going to be on Saturday from 1 to 3. We have two different strolling carolers that will be out up and down the streets, as well as the Christmas Brass, and they'll be out from 1 to 3. And then on December 22nd, on Sunday, while Santa is strolling, we will also have strolling carolers, the Sunrise Players. So they wander the streets. They're up and down and around, and you never know when you might run into them, and they're just delightful.
Santa Claus from noon until 3 on Sunday.
Noon until 3 on Sunday.
And you get a little Polaroid selfie.
A little Polaroid selfie with him. I will be.
And then the holiday pop-up shops that includes local Honey Collective, Luneva, and Fair Finds Home Decor. All kinds of new and fun stuff to look at.
Yes.
Scarves and mittens that are actual mittens because they convert.
Yes.
So you can use your fingers to
yep.
do social media things on your
yeah.
phone. Yeah.
yeah.
So, you know, like I said, mittens aren't mittens. Unless I was raised with idiot mittens, though. Did you have the mittens with shoestrings attached to them?
Yes,
so
that went through
them?
The back of
yes.
your coat so
yeah,
you
that
couldn't
was me.
Lose them. Yeah,
We call
yeah.
them idiot mittens. That's not a nice thing to say about them, honestly, because nobody's an idiot who has them. You're actually a lot smarter.
That's right.
But, you know, you see the kids strolling down the street with the mittens going flopping. It's 20 degrees below zero, and you're supposed to be wearing them. But you know what? We just let
yeah.
the mittens flop. We had other things to do with our hands.
Right, right.
We were kids going to school. Come on. So, very fun. Laurel, I have enjoyed my time with you today.
Thank you for having me.
And I can't wait to do some more with you. We will come back and we'll circle back to the parking meter thing here
sure.
in the next couple weeks because that's going to get underway, I believe, in January. If you're parking anywhere near Port Richards, of course, 300 block of Tejon, the Elf will be out over the weekend right through Christmas.
Yes.
And, you know, you don't need a reminder from me, but 4 more days, that's what you got.
Yeah.
Spend it downtown. Get that credit card out because at 40 and 50 and 60 degrees, credit cards work better.
They do. They work. They definitely work better.
Ice skating, music, ambiance, patios, chocolate, hot wassail. It does not get any better than Colorado Springs downtown. Laurel Prudhomm, thank you so much for spending some time with me here on the Extra Business Edition.
Thank you.
We'll be back in about 2 minutes with your business cast for the week. And good morning. It's Friday, December 20th. I'm Ted Robertson, and this is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. In your business headlines for the week, more than $100,000 in training grants are going to be awarded to local businesses. And a new study says the Springs is among the most caring of cities. And to your top stories, according to the Colorado Springs Business Journal, the Pikes Peak Workforce Center will award $111,000 in employee development training grants. Those grants will go to companies in El Paso and Teller counties who want to train their current employees. Funded by the Federal Workforce Investment Opportunity Act, the grants must be used to provide training to employees to retain a skilled workforce or avert the need for layoffs, according to a news release from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Employers can choose from a variety of work-based or classroom training for current workers that will increase the competitiveness of both employee and employer. And with thanks again to the Colorado Springs Business Journal, a new study finds that the Springs ranks among the top 30 most caring communities in the nation compared to similar-sized cities. The study, released by finance website WalletHub, compared the 100 most populated cities across three key dimensions: caring for the community, caring for the vulnerable, and caring in the workforce. The study evaluated those using 39 key indicators of a compassionate spirit, with data sets ranging from share of sheltered homeless persons to number of volunteering hours per capita to share of income donated to charities. Colorado Springs came in at number 29 overall and ranks 16th in caring for the vulnerable. In cybersecurity news, Wawa is announcing a data breach that might have exposed payment card information for their customers. The convenience store and gas station chain says malicious software appears to have been the culprit, affecting credit and debit card readers in potentially all of their locations. The company's CEO is urging all customers who shopped at Wawa in between this past March through this month to check for any suspicious activity on their accounts. Wawa has over 850 locations. And Facebook is planning to run its first ever commercial during the Super Bowl. The 60-second spot will see Sylvester Stallone and Chris Rock team up. They're going to promote the site's new groups feature. It's part of a campaign to use more intimate interactions between users instead of public posts. No word how much the social network paid, but it spent $382 million on Super Bowl ads last year. In Christmas commerce news, wearing an ugly sweater today can get you deals on food or onto an airliner ahead of other travelers. It's National Ugly Sweater Day, and a number of chains are offering lower prices and freebies. People traveling on Alaska Airlines can get free priority boarding if they wear an ugly sweater. The Alaska Airlines promotion is today only, but some of the food and drink deals run through the end of the month, and a couple are good into the first week of January. An internet search for Ugly Sweater Day deals will turn up the discounts. In international trade news, the House has approved the big North American trade deal. The USMCA is one of President Trump's top priorities. It would replace NAFTA, which was negotiated during the Clinton administration. The Senate would also need to approve the trade deal before it's sent to the White House. That will likely happen sometime next month or in February. And in former pizza mogul news, the divorce of Papa John founder John Schnatter is final. Court records show the divorce was finalized on Wednesday with a Kentucky judge keeping the details confidential. Schnatter's ex-wife requested the divorce on December 5th. They had previously agreed on how to divide their assets prior to the filing. And in economic growth news, economists are forecasting 2.1% growth over the third quarter of last year. Analysts expect to see personal income increasing 0.2% and personal spending rising 0.3%. And a Murrieta, California waitress is likely thankful this holiday season after getting a $1,200 tip. 13 real estate professionals showed up to the French Valley Cafe for breakfast and decided to do a good deed. They called up the boss, who said Zoe Worrell, a 22-year-old single mom, deserves the help. She just moved back to Murrieta a few months ago with just a few $100s and no job. The group says they hope to do something like this in the future. And that is your Caradio Weekly Business Cast for December 20th. I'm Ted Robertson. Join me next Friday at 9 a.m. for the Extra Business Edition and your Weekly Business Cast, only on Caradio News Radio.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs live Friday mornings at 9 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and KRDO.com. Listen on demand at KRDO.com under the radio tab. Click on podcasts.